أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So continuing with our look at Quran City, we're going to focus on حروف المقطعات area, and in particular singles place, which has three chapters, three surah, 38, which is Surah Al-Sad, 50, which is Surah Al-Qaf, and 68, which is Surah Al-Qalam. I'm going to start with Surah Al-Qalam the other way, because the noon of Surah Al-Qalam, which is the first time that Allah uses حروف المقطعات, or the unconnected letters, or the special coded letters. And in the Mus'haf, in the arranged order, it is the last surah with حروف المقطعات. And just as a reminder, every time حروف المقطعات is mentioned, which is in 29 chapters, the Quran is mentioned. So let's first begin with the name of the surah, which is Surah Al-Qalam. Qalam actually means a pen and may refer to the divine pen which inscribes the decree. The beginning is a noon, as I said, which may allude to the divine pot of ink, the energy, the light, the divine noor with which the divine pen inscribes the decree. And the surah basically focuses on four things. One, that the Prophet has the highest moral character. It alludes that the rejection of guidance is due to arrogance and being stingy, not being able to serve humanity. The acknowledgement of injustice and repentance is always accepted. The door of Tawbah is always open, and there's a warning to the rejecters of divinity. We've divided the surah into six sections, and we're going to look at each of these sections. The highlight of the first section is the status of the Prophet. In Ayah 4, where Allah says to him, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ أَذِيمٍ, most surely you conform yourself to the most awesome morality. You have the best khulq. See, khulq is how you deal with khalq, how you behave with creation. Khalq is creation. And that is why Allah says, لَكَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah, you will find the most excellent role model. But just let's look at the first ayah. Noon, وَالْقَلَمِ وَمَا يَسْطُرُونَ. Noon, I swear by the pen and what is continually written by the angels. Which angels? The kiram al-katibin, the most honored writers. And what do they say? مَا أَنْتَ بِنِئْمَةٍ رَبِّكَ مِمَجْنُونَ. By the grace of your Rabb, you're not mad. So what do they write? In other words, Allah is saying, whatever is written in the future will prove that you, O Muhammad, are right. In other words, what divinity has told you is right. This book is right. The revelation is right. And your character, and I call it TTC, being trustworthy, truthful, and compassionate, those three will stand out. And they accuse the Prophet of madness. But Quran says, فَسَتُبْصِرُوا وَيُبْصِرُونَ بِأَيِّكُمُ الْمَفْتُونَ. So you shall see and they will see as well. Which one of them, which of you is afflicted with madness? The second section looks at the qualities of those who rejected the Prophet. Now there's 11 qualities. They swear continuously. They have very weak opinions, but they sort of holler them out and they silence everybody else. They belittle others. They always cross the limits. They constantly sin. They're mean and they're hurtful. They think they're above criticism. They're branded by evil. They think they're blessed just because of their wealth and their children. They dismiss the signs of divinity as ancient legends and they're very arrogant. The third section has a parable, and this is Ayah 17 to 33. And Allah gives a parable of the story of the owners of the farm. It talks about a man who always gave a portion of his harvest to those in need. Now his farm was inherited by his sons, who decided to keep the harvest all for themselves, intending to collect it whilst everyone was asleep in the early morning. The night before, divinity sends destruction on the land and it was completely barren. When they saw it, they realized that Allah had deprived them as they had wished to deprive others. They realized their error and they repented. And thus, when we looked at the focus, the door of repentance is always open. The third section is one ayah where Allah promises Jannah to those who are God conscious. In ayah 34, he says, "Inna lil muttaqin 'inda rabbihim jannatin na'im." Those who are God conscious shall have with their Rabb gardens of na'mah, of blessings. This is followed by a section where there's a challenge and a warning to those who deny divine guidance and accountability. And finally, the last two ayat form section 6, where the Quran and the Prophet are reminders to humankind. See, the Quraysh, desperate to attack the Prophet, tried black magic. And these two ayat served as a protection and an assertion by divinity that the Quran and the Prophet are both reminders to the world of the Creator. These two ayat are phenomenal when you feel bad vibes or you just feel that you're just not feeling comfortable about somebody. And here Allah says, وَإِن يَقَادُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَيُزْلِقُونَكَ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ لَمَّا سَمِعُوا الذِّكْرَ وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ لَمَجْنُونَ. And those who cover up the truth would almost want you to smite you with their eyes when they hear the reminder, and they say, most surely he is mad. وَمَا هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And it is nothing but a reminder to the worlds. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to access this divine pot of energy and be able to reach our full potential. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.